The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 3rd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Congress is considering a major package that could affect not only investments in climate change, but also the affordability of health care. Healthcare advocates say it comes not a moment too soon.
One study finds from 1970 to 2020, the average American's healthcare cost rose from $1,875 a year to more than $12,500. Jim Manley with Consumers for Quality Care says the main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, according to a group's new poll. He says Arizonans agree they're getting squeezed by healthcare costs.
High deductibles, rising out-of-pocket costs, and unpaid medical bills are plaguing American healthcare consumer with.
I'm Mark Richardson.
Since no Republicans plan to vote for the bill, passage could depend on Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who has yet to reveal how she plans to vote. 21 counties in New York State are under a drought watch, which could become the norm as climate change heats up the planet.
According to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, a drought watch is the least severe on the drought monitoring scale. For now, public water suppliers start conserving water and urge people to reduce their water use. The National Integrated Drought Information System classifies this as a moderate drought. Sylvia Reeves, the system's Northeast Regional Drought Information Coordinator, says these pop-up droughts have been typical in the last 2 years in the entire Northeast.
We've seen more frequent drought events that have lasted anywhere from 6 months to a little over a year. And those events typically have come on in what we call a flashy form, rapid onset of drought condition and rapid intensification.
Reeves adds, if several different indicators of groundwater, surface water, and wells don't change, drought conditions could be upgraded to severe. That's what New York faced in summer and mid-fall of 2020. These conditions aren't generally bad enough to cause wildfires, but grass and brush fires could be forces to contend with. New York is not at risk of the kinds of lengthy droughts seen in California and other western states. For Public News Service, I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And CNN reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taipei Tuesday, marking a significant show of support for Taiwan, that despite China's threats of retaliation over her visit. Pelosi's stop in Taipei, the first time that a U.S. House Speaker has visited Taiwan in 25 years. CNN notes that Pelosi and the congressional delegation that accompanied her said in a joint statement Tuesday that the visit honors America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. This is PNS. Now to the Lone Star State, where the new leader of Houston's Episcopal Health Foundation says the COVID pandemic and now monkeypox shine a light on Texas populations that are vulnerable.
Dr. Ann Barnes has spent much of her career as a physician on the front lines, serving communities that are overburdened and under-resourced. She says more needs to be done to improve health outside of traditional healthcare settings.
It's really about how do you support the creation and the environments that promote health so that people can live to their full potential and not be at increased risk when these crises happen.
Since last week, Texas has reported more than 300 monkeypox cases, and health officials expect to expand vaccine availability. I'm Roz Brown.
And as the state faces another week of hot and humid temperatures, New Hampshire residents are bracing for a dramatic spike in energy bills. As a result of the cost tripling for natural gas used to generate electricity, many customers will see their power bills double starting this month.
Patrick McDermott is the volunteer vice president of AARP New Hampshire's executive council. He says it's going to make it harder on everyone's pocketbooks, especially those with fixed incomes or who are age 50 plus.
Unfortunately, it piles on everything else that's going on with inflation and costs that are going up for food, and it's going to be very difficult for many people who are already having problems keeping up with their costs and buying the things that they need.
McDermott encourages people to take advantage of the many rate and program options that can help them save, including budget billing and deferred payment plans through local utility companies. Mary Sherman reporting.
The New Hampshire Weatherization Assistance Program can help low-income residents with some improvements. Finally, Tramiel Gomes tells us that President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law will disperse about $239 million to help Georgia improve transportation infrastructure.
Environmental groups are urging state leaders to focus on rural communities beyond Atlanta. Severe events in recent years, like flooding in the southeastern part of the state and Hurricane Zeta, are evidence that infrastructure funding should include climate preparedness, says Marsha Gosier with the EDF Action Fund, part of the Environmental Defense Fund.
Our submerging lowlands throughout Georgia, the coastal flooding that could occur, in particular, areas like Hudson Hill and Savannah, Georgia, money should definitely be placed for that in preparation, making sure that those communities are prepared.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener-supported, heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.